That's, hey guys, we're back from 7 minutes ahead. We're just talking about the orgy room that Chase is in right now.
Chase's orgy room.
What it looks like. Visit us on YouTube. Just Cup to Cup Show. It's on YouTube. You can find it. It's very
Chase's
very
orgy room.
Trying to grow that bad boy.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Don't let your kids watch
no.
Because he's got to see his porn room. It looks like the interview. You know the interview room where the girl just sits on the couch?
They have a printer in there?
For sure, bro. It's not white. There's no toner.
The casting couch is what you're talking about, Jay.
Casting couch. Thanks, Kev.
Cup to cup.
Welcome, everybody! You can't scream. We have the echo on.
Welcome, everybody!
Guys, it's summertime sadness now for you, bro. So.
Welcome, everybody. It's Cup to Cup episode number 244. Is that correct?
You got it.
Yeah,
that's correct. Didn't need that question mark.
Let's go, Kevin. My name's Kevin. I'm a good guy. That's all you need to know about me. I got three of my best friends here named Jason, Chris, and Chase. They're here. Chase is the only one not busy doing something, so I'd like to say...
Yeah.
You were taking too long.
No, he wasn't. I felt like he was giving a good lead-up.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
Sorry about
that. Hey, Chase, how about while you're introducing yourself, just tell everybody where you are right now, because I've never seen this.
It's a brand new room.
I'm in the office, sans green screen. So
sans green screen? What does that fucking mean?
Without the green screen.
Wow. Chase, wow. Sans, do you write those in emails? Do you use that phrase in emails?
No, I honestly cannot remember the last time I said the word sans.
You just did.
It just came to my head, man. I don't know what you want from me.
That's like pompous people using circa. I hate that shit. Like, circa 1999. Let's just say in 1999. Like, fuck off. Like,
circa 1999.
That. Like, I hate when people overuse vocabulary. Like, I understand you're smarter than me. There's no reason why you have to shove it down my throat.
That's not... I can't speak for everyone.
For you, for the first time listening to this podcast, my name is Kevin. That was Chase that said yo. And
prematurely.
Me, the guy who is circa 1998 is Jason. The guy who is silent is Chris. Say hi, Chris.
That's hilarious.
It is.
No, it's
I was
not.
Hoping, Kevin. I really was hoping you were going to say silent Chris. Because I was like, if you're right. Not, you lost that shot.
I ain't saying a word. The rest of the night.
Silent Bob. We got our silent Chris.
Do you hear what Chris said? That's he goes, so I'm not going to say anything the rest of the show. I'm like, phew. Big change there, guys.
No, Chris.
Damn.
No.
Y'all are so fucking
I'm
mean
out.
To him.
I'm out. Fuck it.
Jesus. No, don't leave. Stay here.
Fuck it.
He just
I'm
poured
out.
A drink. He's staying at least until that drink ends.
Yeah, once the drink's out, fuck off.
He's going to go to the lobby and just watch.
I ain't watching shit.
Stick around, Chris. We won't notice the difference either way.
Jeez. Y'all are awful.
If you're not aware already, Kevin, being as awesome as he is, drops these full episodes on YouTube. So now you get to like kind of watch at the same. Like if you're on the podcast right now or listening through a podcast app and you want to watch the video, go on YouTube and watch. It's the same fucking show, but now you can actually see visuals when we reference it because we're dumbasses and always references visuals. Mm-hmm. And why I'm saying that is Chase is in a room that looked like a dungeon weeks ago, and now it looks like a fucking IKEA staged office. Like, I
that's
don't
exactly
understand.
Right.
First off, fuck, we haven't
off,
started here.
He was in a dungeon, and his setup was falling. His green screen wasn't working at all, and I told him, I was like, why don't we try OBS? He's like, all right, so I'll give it a shot. His OBS, he used a third-party system with green screening called OBS, and it looked great. It looked great. And then this week, apparently he says he just cleaned up the room, and it looks exactly like an IKEA-staged office. Like,
pretty sure the couch right there, chair.
And the end table.
Mm-hmm.
I can't promise that is IKEA, but I'm almost positive that this is.
The fake plant.
I just want to let you know, I understand cameras reverse your image, but things behind you are still behind you. So you don't have to be like, the thing over here, it's still going to be behind you regardless of the flip of the camera. Second, does that printer work? Because if it does, that's once in a that's your one percenter. If that printer, can you print something right now?
Yes.
That's
no
a one
way.
You, what do you mean a one percenter?
I would love to do some kind of statistic and pull 100 homes who have printers and which one they can actually print something with color and black right away without having any issues of like, oh, I don't have any toner, I don't have any print, or I don't have any paper.
Oh, yeah. We're always low missing. For sure, but
yeah, I don't even have a printer.
I actually just replaced the toner like a week ago.
See?
Yeah.
So I'm impressed. That's all I'm saying. This is my way of saying I'm happy for you. So I just don't, and we're chugging Red Bulls. All right, this is that kind of episode. Let's go, Chase.
Come on, Chase.
I didn't realize that was a chug.
That was a tall boy, bro. You're drinking a tall boy.
Chase was a Chase celebrated St. Patty's Day a day.
That's
early.
What I heard. That's what I heard he did.
This man.
What happened?
This man.
I hopped on Saturday night and talked to Kev.
This he hopped on Saturday night and it was.
I was on for 2 seconds and you guys
right as soon as you left, yeah.
I even asked, I was like, where's Jay? And I was like, Chris is on. Why isn't he talking with us?
Yeah, it was a whole smorgasbord of us four not being
in the same party.
Yeah. Jesus. But I would say something to Chase on PlayStation, and he'd be like, I'm like, so, man, what are you doing? You know, how was your day? My day was good. I'm like, that's cool, man. Well, you know, I was while I'm with Chris, and now he's doing something. Where's Chris?
Jesus.
I'm just like, Chase, is your internet fucked up or something? I'm like on a delay. No, man, I just think I'm really drunk.
Chase, where did we go on Saturday?
Dude,
what did we do?
Smashed. Like,
what'd you do, bro?
Yeah, where'd we go?
We went to a St. Patty's Day, like, little parade event in Old Town.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You and the whole, did you have any family here watching kids? You guys went out
no,
and got
we went with
the
kids.
Kids.
No, I didn't, like, get drunk until nighttime. After they were asleep.
Chugged those beers, didn't you?
Not beers.
Yeah.
Ooh, what were
that's where, here we go.
Point out that night that it was not beers.
Not a boy.
Well, I mean, it go on, bro. God, it's like me.
What do you want from me? Like, that's the end of the story. There's,
you were just chugging vodka out of the bottle?
I wasn't chugging vodka. No, I just had a couple drinks.
Okay. I did regret. This was my first year without having a Irish car bomb.
I had pretty one. Bummed.
So I went to a brewery and they lined it up and they showed mini shots in that. I was like, oh, no fucking way. They got it. I got so excited. And then like four other guys were like, do they have Irish car bombs? I'm like, I'm in line right now to figure this
that's
out.
What I'm waiting
and then
for.
They're like, no. We just pour like this into this to make the green beer. And I was just like, I feel
sad.
Like I could have literally went you. Down the store, grabbed the bottle of Jameson and went in the bathroom and just made Irish car bombs with everybody. And it would have made a blast.
Odd place to make Irish car bombs, but yeah.
Yeah. Can you do that motion again one more time?
Whatever
too?
Works.
What motion? You're doing that motion in the bathroom. That's interesting.
Yeah, they don't have a liquor license. So I feel like that's the way of hiding it so they don't get in trouble. You know what I mean?
You don't work for the company. Like, you don't need to worry about them getting shut down.
Just respecting the rules.
They're going to be like, I saw some liquor being served. I don't know. This fucking idiot over here is the one. Doing it. It's not us, you know. We'll kick him out if you want.
That makes sense because I woke up and I heard something about are you still drunk or something? And I was like, wait, I wasn't drunk. I was.
You were high.
Yeah.
At one point, Jason was like, I'm too high to play this. I'm out of here.
Yeah. I'm going to go play soccer. I can't do this.
I did. I went right to soccer, which wasn't that much better, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I was moving much slower than my fingers. I could. I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah.
I was the only sober one, I guess.
I was about to say, Kevin was just out here dominating everyone.
He does that on soccer anyway.
Kicked it in the wasteland. I'm going to start playing Fallout 4 again to get ready for the, I don't know, is it a show or a movie?
I think it's a show.
It's a TV show.
Series, yeah.
But, yeah.
That's good. Do you think we should play it? Like, it? Well, when I don't.
Well, first off, it's one of the best games of all time, so, yeah.
But does it still stand the test of time being as old as it is?
100%.
How okay. old is it?
A decade, at least.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 is?
Yeah. At least a decade. It's free. I bought it. I have it. I never started playing it.
It was on the free PlayStation store, like.
Yeah.
November 10th, 2015 release date.
All right. Almost a decade. Damn.
Wow.
It's close.
It's not, I mean, obviously some of the graphics aren't like, you know, like the grass and stuff like that. It's not going to look good. They have mods as well that you can add to the game. So a lot of people have gone back and modded stuff out to make it look a little better. But then you can't like receive trophies if you're a trophy hunter. I don't know if people are, but
if you mod or
if you use mods, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you tried a mod on this game before?
Yeah, yeah. The one mod that's like it makes the grass look better and stuff like that, the greener and stuff. There's seasons and stuff like that. It looks cool, but I'm just a. Let me just play the OG. There's the thing that I love about Fallout. I don't want to get too much into it, but you can do 100 different things on that and spend all night doing one of those things. You know, if you want to do missions, you can do that. If you want to just decide, hey, tonight I'm just going to build up my, you know, little area here and make a fortress to defend the world, you know, you can do that. So
that's the game where you can turn it off and come back and your whole thing's destroyed?
No.
No? I don't know what game I'm thinking of. Because I saw a sign that was like, please don't like go through this. I'm going on vacation. It's my honeymoon or something like that. I don't know what game that was, but I saw someone made like a sign.
That's hilarious. They
please
have
don't destroy my.
They have an online version of this. I never played it though. Is a whole different game.
So maybe it is the online version.
Maybe
yeah. It literally the guy like drew like hand drawn a
like called, like kind of Fallout
like a
76
sign and just said
like
please don't. I'm going on my honeymoon. I'll be back in a week or
don't
something like
plunder
that.
My building.
And I was like, I don't know who did this, but I really want to play the game, and I don't remember what it was, but I swear it was Fallout. But could be, I'm definitely wrong, apparently. But yeah.
But I rewatched the trailer because I started the game back up, so I rewatched the trailer. Just
rewatch
to kind of
it.
See,
here we go.
See if there was anything. I know Chris is excited.
Yeah, man, rewatching
I didn't
trailer.
Didn't memorize it, Chris. But,
you just watch it again.
You only watched it once,
amateur.
So I went to just see because I've been playing it for a couple hours now. I was like, oh, look at all, you can see all the little things now in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's very accurate.
Nice. Chris.
Yo.
I know I probably asked you this, but one being the worst, 10 being the best on planet Earth, if there was a movie trailer trivia, how good do you think you'd be?
I mean,
like it was just movie trailers. That's the trivia tonight.
How would
you even think
about
that? Like,
but what are you? What are they asking me from the trailer? That's
like, what line is he going to say next on the trailer?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Lines, timing, music. Like, what song? What trailer used this song?
Music might be. I could maybe music be all right, but like lines in the trailer,
movie quotes? Bullshit. You're great at movie quotes. You're telling me movie quotes you wouldn't be able to pull.
But see, the problem is a lot of movies they drop like two or three trailers, so it's like, which trailer are they talking about?
And you know the difference, obviously. They're like, trailer number 3.
No, if you were like, we're playing the second trailer, it'd be like,
Chris
oh,
like, okay, 3, got it. Third one.
3,
yep,
that dropped
yep, I got
you
it.
2001, got it.
Teaser
yeah,
4.
That, you know. Yeah, not
that's
not that
Furious
good.
3.
That's Chase's favorite. Why would you bring that one
that's
up?
That's the best
don't,
one.
Don't bring that
that's
up,
the
please.
Best one.
Ugh, no, I thought the best one was it. Tokyo, which is 2.
No, no Tokyo's 3. Too Fast, Too Furious is 2.
How could you forget that one?
Fuck.
Because Ludacris released that song Too Fast, Too Furious.
Don't make fun of it. We all fucking sped in that song to that song.
It's great.
We all what?
We all sped it in our vehicles, whatever we're driving.
Not all of us, no.
Kevin, come on, Kevin.
Shut up. We all
not one time did I get in my car and was like, too fast.
Kevin's not too fast.
Let me go drifting or some shit. You know, like,
well, it wouldn't be drifting because that would be the third one. Again,
you need to get your fucking knowledge about these Fast
no,
and Furious together.
Actually,
yes, you do.
Spoiler alert, I don't.
Well, you love the fifth one, so it's fine.
I'm sorry, but if you left that movie, Too Fast, Too Furious, you got
I
in that
car. I left the movie.
You
that means you went to the movie.
I 100%
I went to that movie.
All
yeah, I saw that
three, all three movies, Tokyo, Too Fast, and Fast and Furious, I saw in the theaters. I stopped after that.
You yeah. gotta be fucking
I actually am with you, Jay. I did too.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but I'm saying
kind of sound currently here on fucking March 18th, 2024. You sound pretty fucking proud of it.
I will tell you this: one of the best. Everybody, you guys, last episode, if you haven't listened, check it out. We played What's That Sound, and the guy who did that, his name's JC, and I don't want to call him out here, but I'll always remember them watching that movie, coming back out into the parking lot, and we had a group of people, and I don't know why he said this line, but it was the most awkward, funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. He was just like, yeah, it's like trying your own semen. It's not a big deal. And everybody just stopped.
Just rip.
And it was like break
the,
screeching
the record
and looked
screech.
At him. And he was
what?
Just like,
what could that even have been in reference to?
I don't know, bro, but I just remember him saying, I was like, I don't know if you wrote this line like waiting to pitch it sometime and this was your moment, but it didn't.
But it was the wrong moment. It was the wrong moment.
It didn't.
But it was for that movie. It was Too Fast, Too Furious. We all watched it. We went back to the, because we would all hang out at, what is it? It used to be Pleasure Island, but it's called what now, Kevin, in Orlando?
Used to be Islands of Adventure? I don't...
No, Pleasure Island. It's where the big giant AMC was. It's by Disney. It had... I think it's a bowling alley there's now. There was Virgin Record Store.
It's called... I don't know. They've renamed it since Pleasure Island as well.
Yeah. Well, that's twice, was our chill spot twice. In Central Florida.
Damn, rich-ass motherfuckers. Fucking,
Yeah, we chilled in the parking lot. Yeah, so
I mean, I didn't know you chilled in the parking lot. That's
just say it.
Oh, you want me to pay attention? I'm trying to pour beer into it.
I see that. Here, I'll play the opening item once you pour that beer.
Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No, how much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, Fred Searing. How are you?
Also, the fact, if you watch on YouTube, you get to see all these great intros that Jason works hard on.
True, good
point. Only four of us see. You know?
It's such a good point.
And Kevin, we got How's Your Fucking Day, which we need to bring that back. Like, that's such a great
show. Yeah, How's Your Fucking Day?
Well, you have two of them, actually, now. I forgot. You have the one you do the barrel roll kind of thing, and then you have
yeah, I like that one. Each.
The barrel
what
roll
is the barrel
favorite.
Roll one again?
Oh, let's just play it.
Yeah, just...
Hey, how's your fucking day going?
That's so good.
I think I like the little kick after the barrel roll.
Yeah.
And how's your fucking day?
Barrel roll. Whether you like it or not, that's peak male performance right there.
I mean, it was great performance. Let's see the other one.
Who, me? I was chilling. Got a dolphin up my ass. How's your fucking day going?
Can we talk about your fake-ass sip beer?
You didn't drink any of that beer.
It had to be like 9 o'clock in the morning or something. Like, yeah. I'm like, Chase, I'm not drinking at that hour.
Yeah. Definitely was not drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we're referencing the, I'm going to go to bed, guys. You guys want to chug a beer?
Chug a beer.
That's,
and get out
that's
of here.
Still not 9 o'clock in the morning.
We don't know.
Could be. Okay.
All right, Kev, what's this opening item about?
Opening item, folks, this is a kind of our icebreaker. So what drives you crazy in a movie that never looked realistic? Little confused on this one. What drives you crazy in a movie that never looked realistic? So like
something in a movie that doesn't look realistic.
All sex scenes. Because at one point did that wife or woman or whatever ask for a towel to help clean up? They're just like, they just go right to bed and sleep.
Did you ever watch a sex scene that went to completion in a movie?
Yes, every completion. When they have to roll over and they're like kind of sleeping and cuddling right after sex, they never show the cleanup.
That's a good point.
And that pisses me off.
That makes me fucking mad.
Because going in, like, honestly, all of us, like, we had references. We might have had the talk from our parents. We might have seen a sex, like, ed class, whatever. But most of our references is seeing movies and stuff like that, and you see the hot and heavy sex. But no one ever talks about what you do right after, how there's all this hot mess that you got to clean up. And if you put it on your towel... your sheets are probably fucked up and everything. Yeah, it's a mess, and I feel like movies are missing out on that.
That's
one.
True. I mean, look,
that's a good point.
You got to clean the cum up.
You got to.
That's it. Clean the cum.
Clean cum.
And anybody watching this as a virgin, warm the towel up a little bit for the lady. It goes a long way. You're welcome.
Who the fuck are you, bro?
What? Tossing it in the dryer?
No.
What
like,
are
get,
you doing?
Get it,
warm this
like,
towel up real quick.
Warm damp water. And like,
what?
What
are you, the haircut place where they
also,
like?
How long are you gonna make her sit there with fucking cum on?
Let me warm this towel up real quick. Hold on.
Wait, you just turn the faucet over and you make it warm. It happens.
My faucet takes like
it takes a few seconds.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
Y'all need to get a new water heater.
Wait, so you turn your water on hot? It goes automatic.
Yeah. Hot. Yeah.
Fucking rich ass.
This is rich people problems here. I can't relate to this. I'm like, come on, it's getting there.
Seconds, but I'm sure it's 3 to 5 seconds, and it's hot,
Damn, bro.
Can't relate, can't relate.
So you guys have showers, and you have to let the shower run for 30 seconds before you get in?
Not 30 seconds, calm down.
I turn it on and still the hot water, and it takes a few seconds. It's not just scalding as it comes out.
Wasting water, fucking poor whales.
We're not wasting water. We don't have a fucking choice unless we want to get in a cold shower.
I could just take a
cold shower.
Cold shower,
it's good for you.
Yeah, weren't you taking cold showers for a while, Jay?
I still take cold showers. It's very good. And my wife likes to say, no one gives a shit, like every time. Because I'll go in the shower with her, and it's like
there's
scolding hot. And I'm like, can we turn this down? She goes, not everyone's a dumbass.
No one cares here.
So,
For me, it's a Brachiosaurus in Jurassic Park in the tree. Fake as fuck. Just fake as shit. Can we please just, I mean, the whole rest of the movie, you made dinosaurs
so
look real.
Specific.
So why'd you have to make that one Brachiosaurus look like shit? It looked like a goddamn cartoon. Looked like fucking, what's a goddamn Land Before Time?
No, it was robotic, so it just looked like a robot. It didn't look like a cartoon.
Terrible.
That's so specific.
I like it.
The question was asked and answered. That's all.
Okay.
You did it.
Yeah. Chris?
Oh, shit. Only thing I could think of, not something specific, but like in this day and age, especially anytime in a movie or like a show or whatever, you see like somebody knocks on the door, people just fly open that door like who it is. Everybody checks their fucking door or looks out the, like the peephole or the camera. Ain't nobody just opens the door fucking like knock on the door. You tell me somebody right now knocks on your door, you're just not going to open the door like, come on.
You watch a lot of horror movies, though. So.
Well, that too. That's
a good point. It's a good point. It's
valid.
I'm going to give the YouTube people something to watch here. Look, hey, look at this shit. Come on, bro.
I mean, it is pretty bad.
It's bad.
It's the Brachiosaurus we're watching right now.
Damn, he looks so young. I mean, you ever watch these when you get older and you're like, fuck, that guy was young, but when you watch
look
these,
how fucking terrible that looks.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah, anyways, that's
poor animatronic guy was just like, dude, that was an awesome dinosaur. Yeah. And then shit.
He's like, brother, I spent two years
so much
building
work.
That shit.
He was like, piece of shit.
Get away!
Chase, you got one?
Yeah, it's, for me, it's when someone's shooting like a fucking like super powerful like armor piercing gun and a person just flips over a table like that's gonna stop the fucking bullets, and sure enough they'll like unload a full clip on the table and the person doesn't get hit with any bullets because that like 1 inch of table somehow stops these fucking AK bullets.
That's fair.
That shit reminds me of when I used to play war with my brothers when I was growing up. We used to walk around with our fake guns and we'd shoot each other and be like, oh, you got me. But half the time my older brother would be like, ching ching ching, and I'm like, what? He's like, I got armor on, bro. Like, there's no fucking armor. Okay, like, ching ching,
I'm not playing with armor.
Like, we're not playing with armor today. You're dead. I shot you 10 times.
That's awesome.
My fake gun. Ching ching
ching ching ching ching. You sound like a
he had armor on
right
dude
now.
Sound like
ching,
what?
Ching. My toddler. Ching, 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 ching. That was good. No, I agree. And it's just like the Batman. She's the bad guys in every movie. They always, like, right before they can kill the guy, they're like, here, let me tell you a monologue.
Yeah, let's hear this whole story before I kill you. Let him grab like, his other weapon.
I know
reload.
The police are on their way, and they'll be here any minute. But I
but let me tell you about my
I
life.
I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Here's my backstory.
See how I outsmarted you. Oh, you're going for the gun right now? I'm going to ignore that.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Even though you lived how I outsmarted you, I have to explain it.
I think there was like a skit or a guys that used to do did a bunch of skits about that, like how it would happen in real life, and it would show that, and the bad guy would catch the good guy, and then he's like, oh, you're going to say boom, and just shoots him in the face. And like,
boom.
The movie's over.
Dead.
The end.
Dead.
Great. It's great.
It's great.
It's great. Kev loves it. It's awesome.
I mean, that's
speaking
a great
of bad
idea.
Guys, we got a Florida man. That I think you guys are going to like. But it's not as sexy as you guys like. I can't find them. The raunchy ones are hard to find now. Like the crazy, crazy ass.
We've used them all is what you're saying?
I mean, I think they're slowing down these days. I don't know what it is.
Less meth. Less meth.
I think it's the summer. I think craziness comes out during the summer.
That's true. Wait a few months. They'll be back. They'll be back.
They're still in hibernation.
I mean, Kevin right now is already sweating, and it's beginning, middle of
literally have my AC on. It's 75 in here. I'm not sweating, but I appreciate you.
You're glistening.
Making
glistening.
Comments glisten. On my face.
There's a couple sweat spots on your shirt.
You're glistening.
That's beer spots where I spared my $4,000 computer to... take a beer in the face, you know.
Take my heart, but not my computer.
Fucking facts. I'll take a glass shard in the mouth. I don't give.
Not my computer, though.
I think that anytime I move it from any position, I'm just like, nope. Let me clear the area first. Like, Jason's like, throw my bitch in the backpack. Like, fuck it.
Yeah. No shot. I mean, it's an expensive backpack. It's supposed to protect it. I'm going to write a letter if it doesn't protect it. But that reminds me of me carrying, I had my camera and I had my baby in one hand, And Emily looked down. She's like, looks like you have that camera pretty tight. And the baby's pretty much missing. I was like, we have insurance on this kid. It's called healthcare. Like, we can fix him. I'm insured. Fix this camera if I drop it. It's done.
A broken leg heals in 4 months. This thing is going to take another 6 years to pay for. Yeah.
This 8 month is rubber, bro. He's going to be fine. He'll fall down and bounce right back.
Isn't that crazy? Like, fucking little kids like that age. Like, the shit that they can do, their body's so pliable.
The craziest one, and I'm sure you guys are doing it, your kids have been doing it since the beginning of time, Kevin and Chase, I know yours is Connor will just jump in the air and slam down onto his knees. You just do that over and over again. I'm just like, there's no way that doesn't hurt you.
How does
like,
not
what
hurt
is happening?
Like,
some of the shit that Sydney does, I'm just like, you shouldn't be able to bend like that.
Well, and then they'll barely hit themselves somewhere else. I'm like, oh! I'm like, are you kidding me? You just jumped off like a 7 foot wall, landed on your knees, and we're fine. And you barely bump into the wall, and you're
that's
dying.
My pinky toe.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Kev, this
pussy
one's in your hood.
Kids. Oh, sorry. I thought we were
still talking. Out of Central Florida.
Here we go.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it me?
Florida man shot by man who mistook him for a blink. Man shot by
alien.
Man,
I don't know this one.
An alien.
For a blink.
That's a good fucking
alien. Question. That's not a.
Cop. I'm going to say a cop.
Goes around shooting cops.
He was
best
like, look.
Excuse ever.
He was like, I was trying to escape from the cops. I thought you were a fucking cop.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you were a cop.
Sorry, dude.
He's like, I am a cop, asshole.
Chris?
A mugger.
A mugger.
That's somebody who collects mugs, coffee mugs.
Yeah. What did you think it was?
That's what I thought it was.
We're on the same page.
Oh, look at Jason.
I thought Jay was going for the you can put it on the board. I guess not.
No.
Those were horrible.
The headline wasn't great, but the story behind it, and they did a verbatim and how he said it, so it kind of made sense, and you'll see what I'm meaning in a couple seconds. Florida man shot by a man who mistook him for a turkey.
Oh. decent turkey sound.
It's not a bad
actually.
Turkey. It's not a bad turkey.
When the 911, when they called 911, the guy said this, and I quote, "We was turkey hunting, and I see what I thought was a gobbler, and he had a decoy set up, and I didn't know he was there," said the 911 caller. Then first responders found him. This is awesome, too. Found a man who had been shot in the head and the torso with
a bird shot.
The victim was hospitalized and expected to survive. He's walking. And so this was live on scene. He was walking and he's up. We just need to get him taken care of. Could you imagine getting shot in the head and just like, hey, guys. Hey, who shot
somebody?
Guys.
I got a gunshot wound to the head. I need
my head kind of hurts.
I need some help.
I mean, I can walk, but around and stuff, I'm good. I just need to be taken care of.
I keep walking in circles, though.
We was turkey hunting, and I see what I thought was a gobbler.
We was turkey hunting.
911 just like, sir, sit down, put the gun away from him. Like, just step away. Step away. Oh, my God. Getting shot in the head and the torso. And he's just
the funniest
around.
Thing is,
he's just like, I'm chilling.
If I could be wrong, but turkey hunters like have to be like extremely patient. And turkeys come in very slow, so they don't like come barging in, you know. Like, so, like, how the fuck do you? You got a chance to double take if you need to. Like, you can be like, "Is that a turkey?"
It's about 6 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me check. Nah, shoot it.
I did see that he referenced something about him, the guy that got shot, wasn't wearing orange, which I know you're supposed to wear in some capacity when hunting. Yeah. But still, in your point, though, a human.
Also,
and a
maybe
turkey,
he was just
turkey.
Like hiking, like just walking through the fucking forest.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's just, I don't understand how you.
Is this like a designated turkey hunting area? Like,
he crossed the line into the designated area.
We do have Turkey Lake here, you know? I never know. Maybe that's.
I don't know if you deserve the crickets for that
could,
one, but I'm just
going
to skip
find
that,
that.
I could. I'm going to miss
homeless person.
Chris, you
want to
do it?
Qualifies as a turkey. But
oh,
also.
You're just
going to
keep going.
No, don't let him. He'll just keep doing it. He'll just keep going.
We do have a would you rather. Chris, this is on you, correct?
I didn't come up with this one. It was given to me. So.
Ooh.
Oh. Shout out. Shout out.
We'll give a shout out once I play this little.
Yeah, bro.
Would you rather?
First off, don't call me a fucking bro ever again, okay?
I'm probably going to call you a bro.
Damn, calm down, bro.
Chill, bro. It's all right. Would you rather? We can
Sweet fucking.
You got a Stanley Cup? You got a Stanley Cup?
Oh,
you got a Stanley Cup?
And it's my wife's one that like sponsor, so I have to like
killing it
when I drink it and like block the logo.
What? They're not sponsored? Is that what
Well, they're not. No. Their sponsor logo stuff is all over it. I feel like I'm going to get her in trouble if they see it on this podcast. So I'm like.
Well, just say who it is.
Yeah, Stanley. I think that's kind
of difficult. If I just say it, I'll just put it out.
Oh, yeah, that's just this.
As he's right, covering Chris, it up. Would you rather? Shout out from Kayla, our girl Kayla. She gave me this would you rather.
Shout out.
Sure, it's something to do with an Android.
No.
Joke. She's a big Android lover.
Nothing to do with that. It is very simple. Would you rather have ghosts or roaches in your house?
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
What?
All day.
Ghosts.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, you didn't say poltergeist. You said ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts. Yes, ghosts.
Ghosts aren't harmful.
How many of each? That's the question.
We'll say 100 of each.
Ghosts.
Yeah, give me ghosts. The ghosts.
All right, 20 of each.
Ghosts.
Ghosts. The answer for me.
Kevin's thinking. He's like, maybe.
Those 20 roaches could kind of spread around throughout the house. I mean,
all right,
yeah,
10.
Once you find one roach, doesn't that mean you have a shitload of them?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Listen to these cockroach experts.
We're not cockroaches. Duh. We live in Florida. We know how it works.
Yeah,
bro.
I mean, I get it.
So you're all ghosts. Kevin seems like he could be swayed depending 20, on the amount of ghosts 20, or roaches.
20, they'll find their own little crevasse to...
crevasse.
I
so 10.
Myself.
So there's 10 of them. Which one are you
10's
picking?
Easy, fucking cockroach.
He's like, give me those roaches.
I probably got 10 cockroaches in my garage right now, to be honest with you.
I'm just waiting to just crawl behind you. Kevin's like, hey.
I can't believe the guy that loves ghosts and like ghost shows and stuff wouldn't want some ghosts showing in their house.
Because, you know, look. They'll connect to you and travel to other places.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, you're stuck with them for life. Cockroaches, you know, you just do a quick little bomb, you're good.
And then they're back.
And then they're back.
She was asking me, which one's skeptical on ghosts? Was it you, Chase? Who's the, like, ghost?
I do not believe in ghosts.
Okay, that's what I was telling her. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Chase. Because she said
aliens,
Kevin. I was like,
yes.
No, Kevin's all in. Kevin's totally about the ghosts.
I'm on the fence, but I'm more of, I want to believe in ghosts, but I don't believe they Mm-hmm. There's no, it's, mm-hmm. it's, we're in a time where we have 8K, 10K, 16K fucking videos out there, and the best we got is a blurry shot of Bigfoot. And
what
like
do you
some
want, bro? Are you talking about Bigfoot or are you talking about ghosts?
All of the above. Loch Ness monsters, all of it. There's no clean
hey,
footage.
Hey, don't harp on Nessie now. She's real.
I knew you were going to say Nessie.
I did too, and I hate it that like I knew that was his going
to
say.
As soon as he said don't, I was like, he's about to say something about the Loch Ness monster, but he's going to use the
Nessie?
Name Nessie instead.
I regret nothing.
Damn it. I know you don't.
Father.
I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
Jay. What? You
I
want a picture?
Need some footage. Yes. 100%.
Yes. Well, God damn, we got fucking. You see him?
No.
There's videos all over the place of ghosts going from.
No shot, dude. I need you to pull.
And you want. What do you want? You want a ghost to walk up the screen and be like. Hey, Jason, just so you know, it's me. We're alive. We're actually dead. But we're here. But we're going to get back to being
ghosts. That would
be
more realistic to me than literally anything else.
It's not fucking, they don't have the energy.
They don't have the energy, but then there's signs.
They're dead.
They
only have enough energy to go.
You're quite the expert.
Well, then why are you so scared of having 20 ghosts in your house if all they can do is
they got one little whoop in them?
Because sometimes
they
can gain up enough energy.
Oh, my God.
To fucking push over a light or something, and it's gonna scare the shit out of me. A cockroach, it'll just crawl on your leg. I'll be like, God damn it, is that Lily shit on my foot? Or is that, you know,
that a
cockroach? And I'll just kick around until I figure it out, you know?
And then you
you're kicking
start,
around the shit?
Because there's no ghost.
That's what you think I did, Jace. You thought I just fucking like.
Got up and cleaned it up, not kick it around the bed, yeah.
Kev, literally kick it.
Kev, all you have to do is test. Just be, are you feeling this energy? You just got to feel the energy.
Yeah, just fucking look at your arm. If you, see,
you feel the energy.
Yeah, guys, you feel this right now? look at
so
this.
Bad. There's no way you really believe that there's footage out there.
Footage of ghosts?
that you believe. You've seen footage, and you're like, that's
hey, we
real.
Need to bring back our ghost hunter.
Yeah. Get her back.
Bring her back.
I would believe that Tupac is still alive before I would believe in ghosts.
Wow.
Okay, wow. So I'm not that far. Believe that these people think they've seen it. I just need actual footage. Like, I don't think, like, Ghost Biker?
That's what I'm talking about.
Bring her back.
I don't think she's lying. I don't think she's making this up. I think she truly believes she's captured stuff.
Here we go.
The footage she's captured, I just don't see it.
I think it has
like
reasonable
explanation. For me to go, yeah.
Reasonable explanation.
Or there's a reasonable explanation for it. So I don't know. I want to. I think it would be the coolest thing ever. I think there's better chance that we have aliens than we do ghosts.
For sure.
I will say that.
I 100% believe aliens are out there.
100.
There's no doubt.
Not that they're necessarily on Earth, but out there, yes.
Gotcha. Do you think there has been visits from aliens on Earth?
I don't think so. It wouldn't blow my mind, like, to... I wouldn't be like, fuck, are you fucking serious? But I'd be like, fuck, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's pretty nuts, dude.
You sound like
wild.
Every surfer dude you ever see in a fucking
shit, dude. That's fucking nuts.
Because it would be crazy.
Ka-pop-pop!
But, like, it wouldn't be like, I don't know. It wouldn't be like ghosts
fucking
for me.
Nuts, dude.
Yeah. My thing is,
I believe in
if
both.
There's,
they're both out.
I definitely believe there are aliens. I just don't think we have any footage yet that's captured as being real yet. Again, it's the same thing. But I actually
then why do you not believe in ghosts?
What?
Don't what me. That's a what, like, you know what I said, but you're trying to think of a thing.
The universe is way too big for there not to be life on another planet.
That would
for
be
me.
My, yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, it's an acceptable answer. I can't argue too much. You know,
if you think about aliens.
Do you believe in
down,
Jesus? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do we talk about religion on this podcast? Because I feel like that's
we never have. We never
we haven't.
We don't have to. Yeah, let's not. Let's
not go down that road.
That was one of the subjects we're like, screw.
I said, do you believe in Jesus? And Jason turned beet red on us. We're like, how do I politely say no?
All I'm saying about the aliens, though, like, to go back to the aliens.
Back to the aliens, what I was saying before.
Think about it this way.
Yeah.
Why would all the aliens that had come and visit be in hiding? Like, why wouldn't they just come drown? Like, why would they be so worried about concealing their shit? You know what I mean? Like, white man that shows up to any island, they don't give up. They flaunt that shit, drop the flag. We go on the moon, we drop that flag. Every alien's just like...
It depends. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think that their aliens are just using us as a test subject for how to deal with certain planets, you know? So,
well,
like,
if they have
an alien... Go ahead. Sorry, no.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry, go ahead.
Alien just plopped us. We're on this land, you know, to kind of see how we would evolve, how we would do with this certain area that we're on Earth, to kind of see how they would further, you know, go on with other planets.
So that's why you asked about God, because then in that idea, aliens would be the God.
No, that's not correct? Why. I was just curious. I was I know your answer. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, but I'm saying, wouldn't that be the case?
Yeah,
if that was true, then aliens would be
correct.
Our Jesus, right?
But what I'm saying is that's not why I asked. I agree with you.
And you have to assume if aliens have the technology to get to Earth from millions upon millions of light years away.
You assume?
Well, I mean, we at least know it's not on fucking like Pluto, which is a planet.
You said we assume?
Wait, I thought we nailed that down as a moon. Is it now a planet? I thought we went
back to a planet.
I will always consider it a planet.
Well, you will always.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like, it's gone back and forth like at least twice. I think it might be considered a moon.
I was like, what is it right now?
What were they saying? It was a moon of one of the...
I don't know.
One of the planets was one of the reasons? Yeah.
I don't know.
No more than I do.
I think it was due to the size, maybe?
NASA says in 2006 Pluto is a dwarf planet located in a distant region of our solar system. But at
that
one
counts.
Point, I remember
it has
saying
the word
that
planet.
It was like a moon of a planet. And I mean, we're just giving a lot of fucking history lessons.
There you go,
Marianne and Jose, bro.
History lesson.
Hey, Kayla, thank you so much for dropping.
Thank
that.
You, Kayla.
Yes.
Shout out, Kayla.
We are still on the opening night. No, we're not. We're on.
I was like, we moved
we
on.
Went to quarter, man. We're on.
And yeah, you're a few behind.
And we're about to jump into 7 minutes in heaven. Take a little teeny break. But I like our vibe right now, guys. We're like tangent. Feeling good? Like a mofo. Feeling like, good? I mean, we say the and then we're off.
We might get more than one social media clip out of this. I'm sorry. I'm just
Kevin wakes up. All right, how many clips you got for me, Chris? I got
I'm going to need a day or two.
Yeah, I got the bio in there.
In a couple days.
I got the bio in there.
I'm just kidding.
Chase, this is what we have to do for the podcast. After.
Chase is like,
these are things
you guys,
we do.
You have to show up. That's it. That's crazy.
That's reminds me of what is it? What is the one with Jason Sudeikis where they have to like take weed across and the white kid's like, wait, you're getting paid for this?
Where the Miller is, yeah. It's like, I'm only getting 50,000. You're getting paid?
That's Chase right now. Wait, there's more?
Wait a second. You guys do more to this.
All right, guys. If you haven't listened to 7 minutes, go check it out. I saw your little comment when Kevin said it's for everybody.
Sick of
you're
it.
Like, everyone. We don't. Yeah. We don't take
fucking everybody
kind around here.
Like, well, we do because I'm part of our kind. So, yeah.
But at the same time, you go on the March Madness and you just pick your favorite color.
Come on,
or maybe
that's
you
it.
Like the Tigers more than you like the Lions, and that's what
or
you
like how the boom. Name of the team sounds. Just pick it.
Yeah.
There's nothing
to
it.
Pretty sure
you like,
Chase said at one point, like I think Mary kicked ass because that's what she
for
did,
sure.
or some shit like that.
She's definitely won a league before.
Erica has
of
won
March
based
Madness?
Off of colors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, doing that scenario?
Doing what scenario?
Like picking her favorite color.
Oh,
or
no.
Line.
I'm sure she just... Yeah, I'm sure she was just like a one over a two. I'll pick like two upsets and then the rest just the higher seed.
Respect. Chris, if we promote the bracket right now and this episode drops on Thursday and 7 minutes in Heaven drops tomorrow, Tuesday, is that enough time for them still to sign up?
Yeah, 7 minutes, it's still time. Even if this drops Thursday, if they listen early on Thursday, it locks at 12 on Thursday. So if you listen super early on Thursday, 12:15, I think, is the first game.
12:15.
Madden.
And can't you still pick them after the first game? You just can't pick the games that have already started.
Yeah, you can adjust the bracket till that game starts and it's locked.
And which round do they?
All right, y'all figure it out. I gotta pee. All
right, we're getting 7 minutes.
Put on your thing. I'm gonna get more drinks,
see,
more
what
shots.
What is that? Video. The pee video.
Oh,
the pee.
The video.
Video of you peeing.
The video of me peeing, which is not.
I might bring in more.
A few moments later.
Get over Chase's goddamn bedroom.
He's. The IKEA
it's
bedroom.
A stage room. It looks like a stage room. Like, look at the pillows.
It is like a fucking orgy.
Look at the pillows.
Oh.
What?
Coming up next, orgy at Chase's.
Hey guys, we're back from 7 minutes ahead. We're just talking about the orgy room that Chase is in right now.
Chase's orgy room.
What it looks like, visit us on YouTube. Just Cup to Cup Show. It's on YouTube. You can find it's very
Chase's
very
orgy room.
Trying to grow that bad boy.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Don't let your kids watch.
No.
Because he's gonna stay in the porn room. It looks like the interview. You know the interview room where the girl just sits
Wait.
On the couch.
They have a printer in there.
For sure, bro. It's not working. There's no toner.
The casting couch is what you're talking about, Jay.
Casting couch. Thanks, Kev. Who knew Kevin would know
about that? I got you covered.
Shocker there, guys.
Chase, how many interviews have you done on that couch, huh?
Interviews. Well, that's not a couch, it's a chair.
You know, it's a you don't have to do this, but you know, a lot of girls do if you want the position.
I would love to see Chase foreplay behind on the desk and just be like, all right, so what are you here for the interview?
So why do you want to see that?
Because I think you'd make it more awkward than it should be.
Probably.
That being said, though, Emily and I, St. Patrick's Day.
Wait a second.
And we started talking about, and she's like, I know I'm a prude. I was like, we're not a prude. Like, we've had sex in a lot of the rooms here. And she knows, you guys all know, that I want to have sex in every room. And we are very far beyond that number that to accomplish that. And she was like going through the numbers and she's like, oh wow, yeah, you're right, we have not had sex in a lot of these rooms. I was like, yeah, we can count them on one hand, on half a hand.
And Jason, like, why you would want to have sex in your child's bedroom? That's just fucking weird to me.
I don't know, it's just a thing that it's not because I want to have sex in my kid's room. I just want to have sex in every room.
But check every room.
You're saying the same thing.
No, because you're making it sound like it's a kink that I want to have sex in a kid's room.
No.
That's
not what I'm trying to say. Well, if that's the way I'm coming off, that's not the way I'm trying to come off. What I'm trying to come off is that's your kid's room. That's the way I'm trying to come off. Not like
you're saying the word come a lot. Go on though.
Oh,
my parents turned my old bedroom into a guest room office, and I'm sure they're well aware that every person's been in there knows that I was a adolescent boy in there, and so there's a lot of fucked up things that probably happened in that room. That
come all over those walls,
just everywhere.
It happened, yeah. So,
man, yeah.
Did I ever tell you a story about when I went to college and they found my porn stash? And my mom thought it'd be a really good idea to put it in a box. And like, hey, I found this behind the dresser. And I knew right away. We're like, I just ignored it. I'm like, all right, thanks, Mom. I'm going to move around. And we both knew what she found. And I was like, why did you give this to me?
It's just like, throw it out.
Yeah, it was very, yeah. Yeah, it was very weird.
I would have been happy. I appreciate you looking out for me.
Good looks. Good looks. Thank you.
This is the internet. This is where it dates us. We still feel so old. Like, internet's out at this point. Like, I don't need any of this anymore. Like, we're good.
Shit.
Like, you can take this virus-riddled, ripped, burnt CD of porn I got off of fucking LimeWire and just not put it on it. This will literally shut down America if you put this in a computer.
Oh, shit. What is there this? It goes.
The
oh,
blackout of 2024. What caused it? Jason put a fucking LimeWire CD in his fucking...
You put it in the... Oh, not that CD. Oh, we're screwed.
We're fucked.
LimeWire.
Speaking of throwback, guys, we can sit back and relax. We got a This Is Where We Fucked Up. That was
not
time.
A terrible transition.
Thank you.
Wasn't great either.
What is up, my people? It is time once again for another edition of This Is Where We Fucked Up, the weekly fact-checking segment on the podcast
where
I'm
back
out the mistakes of the previous week. Back again this week and was really hoping to join the guys live as I have been a few times since the start of the year, but I got struck with a bad case of the flu, and so I am sidelined tonight and forced to bring you the segment in its old pre-recorded fashion to talk about episode 243. The episode didn't have a ton of fuck-ups, but there are some things to clear up, so let's not waste any more time and just...
Dive right in.
This is where we fucked up in episode 243. Oof, voice is rough today, but we must continue. So let's start this week with Mayor Andy. Mayor Andy so graciously filled in for me again last week. Really appreciated doing an excellent job, as he always does when I need to tag him in. And as I had previously mentioned, over the past several episodes, or in the past, I have mentioned that the way Andy and I do this is that we have a note that is shared on our phones, and we combine the fuck-ups that we pick up into one document that then I take and put the script for the segment together, or then he does if he's filling in, and then I always provide the timestamps for the moment of cringe. The moment of cringe is always going to be a creation of my fucked up brain, and sorry, not sorry that you hate it, Kev. So I provided Andy my list and was really eager to listen, and when I did listen, I noticed that there was one thing that was not on the list of fuck ups for last week. My boy decided not just to come at the most consistent segment on the podcast, but to come after me again over this notion that This Is Where We Fucked Up is, quote, not the most consistent segment on the podcast. Now, Andy, you mentioned how segments like Florida Man and the opening items have been a part of the show since, quote, the very beginning, end quote. Well, buddy, this sounds like a perfect opportunity for a history lesson with Jose. All right, here we go. Let's take a little trip back down memory lane. We will see that way back in the day, Florida Man made its debut on this podcast as a weekly segment on episode 47.
Wow.
When we look at the opening item, that made its debut on the podcast back in episode 72 as a regular item on the podcast. These segments were definitely not a part of the show from the very beginning. This Is Where We Fucked Up made its debut in its current form back in episode 32. Now, the only other segments that are older than This Is Where We Fucked Up are Fill in the Blanks, Trivia, Would You Rather, The Chase Rant, and The Dad Tip.
What about
and now
bracket?
Seeing as The Dad Tip just recently, over the last couple of months, became a regularly weekly segment, the others only pop up sporadically as we run through our rotation, This Is Where We Fucked Up is proud to confirm that this is the most consistent segment on this podcast.
It's so horny.
Thank you, Mayor Adamson, for the supplemental filling in, producing, and the fuck up. Hashtag content. Speaking of people who are not part of the five hosts of this podcast fucking up, loyal listener and friend of the podcast, Danny Wan, did the good deed last week by holding Jason accountable and flagging a discretion on the big board. But buddy, I don't know if you know this, but there's a whole segment and even a person that is assigned on this podcast that you can reach out to report any fuck-ups to. It's
Thanks,
me.
Danny.
As I say every week, if I missed anything, slip into my DMs at HipHipJose14 on Instagram and follow the proper channels in our mission to call out all the fuck-uppery. I appreciate you, Danny, but let me know, man. Let me know. Support the segment.
He did.
All right. Let's get deep and deep. Last week, Chase brought up a high school buddy named Deep, and Jason had his mind blown, thinking that this was the most unique name ever, and even saying that his parents must have really wanted him to play sports. Yep. Now, let's talk about this name. Is it really that uncommon? The answer is no, it's not. It is a very, very common Hindi
name. Let's talk about this
name. Particularly for those folks coming from northern India and Bangladesh. It's typically used as a compound, though, so this would be where you may be surprised to hear it just as Deep. A lot of times, it's a lot of folks from these cultures are named things like Jagdeep or Kuldeep, Sandeep. So Deep in itself, while not super common on its own, is very common as a compound. Deep in Hindi translates to lamp. And with lamps playing an integral part of Hindi culture and ritual, it's not surprising at all that it is used as much as it is. A good way to compare it for you, Jason, since you grew up in Central Florida like me, is Deep is pretty much in comparison to Rivera for Puerto Rican folks.
Patel.
So there you have it. A little bit of culture
for
y'all.
That's his last name, actually.
Patel.
Yeah.
Now, the last bit of the week before I completely lose my voice is about Luke, also known as Tony Cage, from MTV's True Life. I want the perfect body. Now, Andy mentioned calf implant guy last week and assigned me with the very important task of finding out whatever happened to Luke after he decided to jump into gay porn as Tony Cage. And, you know, being a man of the people and knowing that I have a responsibility to bring you all accurate content on this segment, I did what I had to do and did very thorough research on the topic to keep you all informed. And here's what I got. Turns out that Luke did get the calf implants and he did do some gay porn. After the implants, Luke did go on to do what's called gay for pay porn, which is where, quote, straight guys jump into doing gay porn to get paid. He filmed some adult scenes for money. And my search can confirm that there are at least four separate scenes available for your viewing pleasure on the interwebs. After filming these scenes, Luke would later appear on the Tyra Banks show, where he would claim that, surprise, he's no longer gay, and he just did that for pay, and he's happily married. Sure, Jan, sure. And get this, here's the biggest shocker of all, he actually married a human, a female human.
What?
Not his calves or his own reflection in the mirror. There's your update on Luke.
The human thing.
And finally, here is last week's moment of cringe.
Oh, I wanted to comment as well. What happened to when the moment of cringe was an actual moment, not something spliced together?
Shut up, bitch.
That'll do it for this week.
Well played,
Let's
bro.
Hope I have a voice next good. Week. Until then, if I missed anything, you know what to do, Danny. Just slip into my DMs at HipHipJose14 on Instagram. Thank you, Mayor Adamson, for the supplemental producing. And until next week, peace.
Hey, we need to stop calling out Danny, because Danny, I have a shitload of respect for, not just because of the podcast, just because he's an awesome friend, but in terms of the podcast, this man is usually one of the first, next to Justin, because I feel like they're early risers or whatnot, and they'll listen. And then if there's like a fuck up, they're like, hey, there's like 20 seconds of nothing, they're the first ones to let me know. So I appreciate it, Danny.
Not to mention, we wouldn't have the race coming up this Sunday if not for Danny. So
yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, thank you, Danny.
Kevin's super stoked for that.
I appreciate you.
And he still asked for poker, Chase, like your cousin Justin does.
We're going to
so
set it
we
up. We're going to set it up.
Yeah, I know, we're dude. You're too busy.
Yeah, we're
drunken.
Fucking on it, dude.
Kevin is super into it.
We're bringing everybody to the casting couch. We're going to figure it out.
Casting couch poker. Let's go.
I just found out my neighbor talking to him. He used to play poker online. Like
you have weird transitions.
I know, dude. I mean, it's all over the place. My wife hates it. But no, he was like, yeah, I was actually playing poker, and he's not the kind of guy who's gonna gloat about shit like this. But he was actually saying that he was seconds away from just quitting college and playing online poker because he was making so much money.
Every
and then I guess they passed a
ever.
Weird ass law like while we're in college, and it kind of fucked up the whole online poker stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I didn't know all that. Like, I didn't know the whole history of canceling, like, how that messed it all up. And, like, it was very easy to make money if you were semi-smart online.
You didn't have to be semi-smart.
Did you play a lot, too, online, then?
I played online.
Yeah.
I won a college tournament.
Yeah? How much
did
you win?
Won, like, $200. And...
Oh, that's shitty. That's not impressive. $200?
Well, it was probably a low buy-in. It was probably, like, a $1 or $5 buy-in.
What was your buy-in? $100.
We're not impressed.
Do you play any, Chase?
Yes.
Did you win good amount?
I want
to
come.
No, whatever number you're about to say, he's not fucking impressed. Okay. He doesn't give a shit.
I played a lot of low buy-ins. I think the most I ever won on a tournament was like $500.
One up, Kev. Well,
it's kind of impressive compared
to honestly, the easiest way to make money was
won
playing
a tournament
rats.
$503 is crazy.
Well, I mean, like, think about the tourneys that we play with Danny Wan and all and your boys, Chase. Like, didn't those buy-ins get up like to upwards of $100, $150?
With rebuys sometimes.
Rebuys, yeah.
Yeah.
So when I hear that number, and then I hear I want $200,
but again, but what you're not considering is we were playing like $10 to $20 buy-in plus rebuys,
yeah.
And it was only like 10 people. What Kevin's probably talking about probably had at least 50 people in it. So that is impressive.
Well, I agree, but at the same time, it should be a more buyout. I'm not dogging Kevin's win. I think Kevin should have won more, especially when he said I won a college tournament. I think if you have 50 plus people, I think that buyout should have been a.
Well, like it depends on what the buy-in was. A lot of these online tournaments, like I know I was,
cents.
I do a lot of like $1, $5, you know, small buy-in tournaments.
Do you guys play anymore outside of our league?
No.
If you want to call it a league.
I play on this kind PlayStation 4 game.
This game, holy shit, no, that game was crazy good.
I know.
What do we got next, guys? Oh, random Twitter finds, which is a bracket, guys, a little mini bracket. Chris
spoiler,
came
it's
up.
A bracket.
Where'd you steal this from?
Makeshift Project.
No, that's coming up after that. Oh, okay. Ooh, Kevin read the rundown. That's coming up after.
No.
No, he just assumed.
Oh, he just guessed. No, I didn't steal it.
Shout out to the Makeshift Project.
I need to have like
oh, you got
bird.
It. You can shout them out. That's perfect.
A little bird flutter, like when random Twitter find.
No,
well,
do that.
Except
that's
now
good.
It's random X finds.
Yeah. All
right. Chase, thank you, Chase, for correcting.
No,
that
no,
a boy,
it's,
Chase.
It's Twitter finds, and I'm gonna put a no, and that's the new intro for this one. So we need.
Sorry,
next.
Elon.
It's gonna be a bird.
Sorry. It'll just be Jason just doing that sound. That's it.
Bird flying. I'll make it like let's do like
it's a not
a
Twitter
flying.
Chain. Make it stop.
No, it is. Stop. Happening.
No, Twitter is not the same.
Twitter's X. It's X.
Hey, Twitter's
I
dead.
I understand it's X, but this was originally always called Random Twitter Finds before X. So we're sticking to the OG
dead.
Name.
So what if I call it Random dead. X Finds?
All right, what's this bracket, dude?
Sure, dude. Let me get. I'll go ahead and share my screen for you guys.
Yep. It's probably something you could have did 10 minutes
maybe
ago.
Not say it.
Shut the fuck up, Kevin. You guys
always
say it.
Sharing the screen, guys. This is which movie object would you want most... In real life. I actually had to look up IRL. I didn't know what that was. And now
are
I'm
you
old.
Kidding me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I never saw IRL spelled out like that. I swear to you. So
really?
I'm around old people apparently a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
I get it, Chris. You're with
I'm
cool
just,
kids.
No, I'm just saying.
Nashville
like,
Kid Rock Lane.
No. Yeah, I'm definitely hanging out at Kid Rock's.
If we go,
every
Chester's
weekend.
Showing up, pretty by the way.
Isn't
if we go
Kid
to Nashville,
Rockin
we have to go, you have
Austin?
To go to the Kid Rock section in Nashville.
He has a honky tonk. I don't think he's... Oh, you know better than me. Anyway,
Joe
this is
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. This one is, which movie object would you most want? What does that stand for, Jason? Come on.
In real life.
Oh, boy. He got it. So the first one is the top seed is the remote from Click or 16 the Soul Plane.
What do you get with the Soul Plane?
You get a private plane.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
My issue, private plane. It's a public plane. What's pretty cool about that plane?
Is it a public plane?
Yeah, but yeah. you own it, right? Never saw the movie.
No, I was not going to say what's cool about the plane. I was going to say what I would be concerned with the remote from Click. I don't remember the end of the movie, but I believe it's, if not based on a book. A book has a very similar ending, and I think the batteries like run out, and he gets like stuck, and that would like
I couldn't fucking tell.
He gets stuck on like pause, and that's
not. Did you read the book from the movie Click? Like stop.
No,
reading
I read a book when I was a kid that was like the exact same concept, but I don't know how the I don't know how the movie.
Give me the remote. We got better.
We're all
batteries
picking
now,
the Click remote.
And Jay. Chase, you are correct in the sense that they did a sort of thing like that. And it's really sad, but they fixed
it. Oh,
it
gets heavy.
So it doesn't
they
end,
fix it.
But
okay.
Yeah, they fast forward, and he sees everything fly by. And, like, even me as a kid, like, it makes it's one of those shows where you're like, you don't want to get old. Like, right away, it makes you feel bad. But he fixes it later on. So it's kind of like the pause button, sort of the same, like, shitty ending. But they fix it at the end.
They fix it at the end. Then I'm going with the remote. Yeah,
me too.
If it can be
it's
fixed.
All the remote. Yeah,
if it can be fixed.
We all know.
Fixed in it. I mean, fixed for him. I don't know if they fixed the room and they can reuse it again. But it didn't end unhappy.
Chase had to read the book and get it.
I don't even know if it's the. I hadn't seen the movie Click, so I didn't know if it ended the same way as the book, which was I would not want to end that way.
Good job, Chase, reading the book. Click.
And only reason
on.
Why it should be Soul Plane, if you wanted to pick, was Snoop Dogg was the pilot. That's kind of fucking cool. Like I don't know what you want to say. And you're chilling with Kevin Hart. And an Emmy Award winner. That lady, the security guard. I don't know why the fuck I know this, bro.
How many matches do we got here?
The lady in Soul Plane, I'm pretty sure, was the security guard in the airport. And she was like, she would scan like certain races that she felt was like fucking going to bring a bomb on the plane. And then like a sexy ass guy would come and like she'd make him like go strip search him, like just take him naked, whatever. But she just won an Emmy, I just realized. So she played this really shitty character in this movie, and I want to. Anyway, I'm ranting.
I mean, I say I never saw the movie, so good on you. So Click remote moves on. Next up, you got number 8, The Holy Grail. Number 9, The Limitless Pill.
Limitless.
Yeah, I went Limitless.
I thought Limitless like gave you health issues, though. I'll go Limitless.
What does the Holy Grail do for you again?
Isn't it everlasting life? Yeah, but then no one else gets to live forever, so it's gonna be lonely.
Limitless.
As fuck.
I'm sure you get super smart, so you can
it like unlocks all of your brain or something.
Yeah, I thought it also like harmed him at the end though.
Chase is worried about the negatives.
I mean, you have to
give me the Limitless Pill. Fuck it,
Limitless Pill. Yeah,
it's stupid. It's not even close.
Okay. Yeah, it's obviously.
Next
like
one is
Mike
Harry number 4, Harry Potter 1, number 13, Like Mike Shoes.
Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, don't you need to be able to do these spells correctly in order to...
We all play this game, bro. We got it.
No, only me and you have played this game.
No, well, I've played it a couple times. It's on the PlayStation
Chris
back there.
Doesn't count.
Kevin, it's right there on the PlayStation behind me.
Yeah, so is 1,000 other games.
I think with Harry Potter wand, it's assuming that you know a decent amount of
you
spells.
You know your shit.
Learn. Or you
if you know the spells, then go with the bomb.
As much as I'd love to...
I don't even know what Like Mike Shoes means.
It made him Michael Jordan.
Who is... What is this?
It made a kid... it made Little Bow Wow.
It was a movie, I think.
Like Mike.
I swear to God.
He put on Michael Jordan shoes as a kid, and it made him play like Michael Jordan.
I'd much rather be Michael Jordan.
So you can change your vote? You want to go like Mike?
I will be Michael Jordan. Do they... Is it... Forever?
Just while he has the shoes on. Yeah.
Yeah, when you wear the shoes.
Perfect. And you're not Michael, you just get his skills.
Yeah. He just became the best player in the NBA.
I figured
you wanted
like
to gamble dick or something.
You think I won what?
Like a bigger dick or something.
I'm going Harry Potter wand. As much as I'd love to be the best player in the NBA.
Produced two beautiful girls.
Harry Potter wand moves on. Kevin's going to be like Mike. So the next one is the number 5 is the Neuralizer from Men in Black, or number 12, the Spider-Man spider. I take that
the
as
Spider-Man.
You're Spider-Man? Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Like you're going to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm going to let that shit bite me, and I'm going to be Spider-Man, 100%.
Just say bite. I don't spite you.
Spite me? I said bite.
Oh, I thought you said spite you.
Spite me.
No. If I did, it was an accident. I meant to say bite.
Yeah. I'm Neuralizer for 100%. This is the easiest thing, fucking thing either. You beat Spider-Man. Yeah, that's cool. You fall and you die. Okay, that's what's going to happen.
You
accidentally... Yeah, what's going to happen is you fucking accidentally go to shoot a spider web and you miss and you're fucking dead. That's what's going to happen. What, Spider-Man doesn't die, Chase?
I mean, not in the last movie you saw Spider-Man.
Yeah, when did he die?
He's very, I mean, look, in the movies, he's doing good. He's doing great.
He's hanging tough.
He's hanging tough. You guys aren't him, okay? You're not him. All right. Okay. Neuralizer, I'll just be like, take all the money out of all the banks and then the cops will be like, what's going on? You know, I'm like, tink. Sorry, everything's fine.
Wouldn't there still be like video evidence of you doing it?
All right, so we'll figure out a different method. Yeah, there's different methods we could.
Couldn't
call
you also that? Just as Spider-Man get away with robbing banks if that's your end game?
A little harder if you're fucking. You
Is
know?
It?
We all have to pick the wrong answer, so he picks the right.
I'm picking Neuralizer, motherfucker, and I'm gonna neuralize you after. I fucking stick my dick in your mouth. That's what's going on.
There it is.
My God, that is right.
That's why he's getting that neuralizer ding. Right there.
Ding.
Never know. Where's all right, so Spider-Man's ding. Moving on. I don't know. Don't know. Can't hear you. All right, cool. Going the other side. We have number 2, the Infinity Gauntlet, or number 15, the Pizza from a Goofy.
It don't matter what it is, Jason. I don't give a shit what your fucking movie, favorite movie, Goofy movie. You love that shit.
I just showed it to my kid and he loved it.
What is the what's the pizza from a Goofy movie?
Yeah, you just
the pizza that's like really it, like cheesy or whatever.
Bro, the cheese drops from like the ceiling. Yeah.
So it's just a really good pizza.
Yeah, it looks yeah.
Not
best
good,
soundtrack. Disney. It is by far the best Disney soundtrack of all time. So.
It's a good one.
Let's fucking epic, pump epic. The brakes. Okay.
Epic, bro.
It
put
is a good
Frozen
one.
To shame. If you even put
name,
Frozen next to
name
it.
One song from the Goofy movie.
I can't name the 5 songs that repeat on my thing.
I don't want you to name one. It's 5. It's one. Just one.
I can't. I couldn't do that if I tried.
All right. So how's one go? Just say to give me
I
a little.
I have no idea. Bro.
Give me a little beat.
Not,
give me a little riff.
I'm not built for this.
You love it, then.
You can look it up. Look, YouTube.
Do you love it?
Yes, I love it.
So how's it go? Just give me one.
Kevin, what's your wife's birthday?
Oh,
he's like, oh,
do you love her? Do you love her?
Damn, Jason
ooh,
just
he
made
went
a
there.
Great fucking point.
He went there.
Holy shit.
That's fine.
That might be the best point you've ever made on this podcast.
Probably. I'm writing it
That
now.
Was incredible.
I'm taking note of that.
We're taking low blows tonight. Let's
see how it is. Dude, so I'm scared of the Infinity Gauntlet, dude. I feel
me
like
too.
I would. I'm too scared of it. Gave me
wouldn't
a poopsie.
Snap on accident?
You guys yes. are voting pizza, aren't you?
Yes.
No. Pussies.
No, I'm going gauntlet.
Give me the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be the gauntlet.
I'm too scared. I'm going to accidentally wipe out half of the world.
Ooh, this is a
you
good
can
one.
Bring it back, though. Unsnap, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to know how to do that.
Well, fuck. That's on you. The next one, number 7, lightsaber. Number 10, magic carpet.
Come on,
magic
bro.
Carpet.
Magic you're
carpet.
Stupid. Y'all are dumb.
Fuck. I said
what
lightsaber.
Am I going to do with a lightsaber? What am I going to do with
it? What can you not do with a lightsaber? I'll cut your fucking God. Magic carpet
yeah.
right in half.
Here's your
right?
thunk.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that, though?
Because I have a lightsaber. Because I can.
It's alive. It can be
a
friend.
A shit.
So you just want to go around murdering people. Got it. Perfect.
Murdering magic carpet people. Yes. Carpet.
And what else are you going to do with a lightsaber? Other than murder things.
Sometimes.
There's going to be a 4-year-old just chopping.
Sometimes little 4-year-olds need to be chopped down,
people.
Too. You know, ask Anakin. God.
It's easily a magic carpet for me.
So we're tied. How do we break this tie? This is awkward.
This is your thing.
Yeah. Fucking. We're...
You're the tiebreaker. You go. If you said lightsaber, Chris.
Oh, I just get to pick? Yeah, lightsaber's going then.
Wait, he hasn't
lightsaber.
Been picking the whole time?
No, hello? Yeah, I have been, but I'm saying we're tied right now.
No.
Yeah,
which
I
one
did
you pick?
I picked lightsaber.
What are you going to do with the lightsaber?
So many things.
Shut the
name,
fuck up.
Name a single thing that
number
you're going to do.
Number 3.
Defend my family.
Wouldn't a gun do that better?
Not as good as a lightsaber. I'll fucking defend.
It would do better.
Ching, 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 ching.
I'd look
you
cooler
think you have the skills
lightsaber.
To do that.
You don't get the force with the lightsaber.
Goddamn
bro.
Right I do. No, you
works.
Do not. It says
I can learn the ways
force.
Of the force.
Hey, if you know anything about Star Wars, the force is in everybody. Okay?
It's all around us. It's surrounds
thank you.
Us.
Oh my
you
God.
Don't know
Chris,
how to
I just
use
aim
it.
Aim a lot, actually. Holy shit. Chris just made me come so hard.
Get out of here,
when
bro.
He said the force is all around you, they just did something to
terrible.
Me.
Terrible.
Jay, you lost number 1 spot. Chris, you're up there.
Number three, the Matrix.
With your little swords.
Number three, the Matrix plug-in chair, or number 14, the Book of Secrets. What the fuck is the Book of Secrets?
I don't know what the Book of Secrets is, but I don't want the Matrix plug-in chair. So give me the Book of Secrets.
The Book of Secrets is from that. Oh fuck, the Tom Hanks movie, right?
Da Vinci
from,
Code?
No, from Da Vinci Code or the?
I have no idea.
Or from the
National Treasure.
National Treasure.
Oh, then definitely Book of Secrets.
Yeah,
that's
I want
like
the
President
Secrets
book. Is that
the President book?
Yeah, we're taking Book of Secrets.
It's funny how we're cool with knowing the fake like secrets, but like the Matrix would actually show us the real life. Like, real
yeah,
life.
I don't want
like,
it.
No, we don't want that.
I don't
shit,
want it.
Bro.
The blue pill, the fake red pill. I don't even remember what the chair does to you.
It
just takes
it plugs you
into
the
Matrix. Yeah, which does. Nobody wanted to be there though, right?
Most of them regretted it. Like,
yeah, they're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Rather be in the real.
The last one.
Yeah,
I'm going Book of Secrets.
All right, so Book of Secrets moves on. Then we have number 6, the DeLorean. Number 11, the Iron Man suit.
DeLorean.
I know, Kevin. That one's tough, man. Both these would be like two of my top ones.
That is a tough one.
That is a good one.
Easily
done. DeLorean will take you back to future.
And it's a sweet car.
Thanks for that, Kevin.
For some people.
I'm going DeLorean. Yeah.
You boo me? That was a rude.
I had booed you, yes.
Iron Man suit, we've obviously seen that it can be destroyed. So, unless you got somebody that can fix that shit, you know. I'm going DeLorean.
I am too. Yeah. It's tough. Not by much, DeLorean. So, the next one, you have the click remote or the limitless pill?
Click.
I don't fucking know what. I mean, batteries, I guess. I'll go limitless pill. Batteries. Yeah. It seems to be an issue.
Batteries.
2024.
All right. I go the click remote, so that goes on batteries. We have the Harry Potter wand against being Spider-Man, basically.
Ooh. I mean, how did Harry Potter wand. How did both of my fucking things lose here? But
I mean, it's obvious.
You picked the worst ones, yeah. Harry Potter wand.
What'd you say?
Over being Spider-Man?
Oh, now yeah. Spider-Man's cool.
Yeah, right? Now you want to be Spider-Man.
You can't
die.
Yeah,
I guess Harry Potter,
Over Spider-Man?
Yeah, I'm going to go Harry Potter, too.
I don't like Harry Potter over Spider-Man. Their powers seem a little offset.
The Infinity Gauntlet versus the lightsaber.
Over everything, bro. Wait, lightsaber?
wait a second.
Bro, I hate him. I'm actually probably
you're
gonna
the fucking worst.
No, I'm gonna go Infinity Gauntlet. I want to do some shit.
It's got more uses.
Does it?
Yes.
You can do it anything, right? Like make dogs live forever. Boom, done. You're welcome.
I don't think that Infinity Gauntlet.
I'm going Infinity Gauntlet. There's just you can't do much with the lightsaber, man. I don't know why y'all are so like hyped up on it.
I think that in the end.
It's a cool sword.
The Infinity Gauntlet is gonna have too much power for you to handle, and you're gonna fucking.
I agree. That's why I didn't vote for.
Is it better than a cheesy pizza? Yes. Is it better than a lightsaber? Maybe not. So I'm gonna go with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet moves on.
I just wanted you to think about it.
The last one is the Book of Secrets or the DeLorean?
DeLorean.
I think this is,
nobody knows what the Book of Secrets is.
Yeah, we don't know.
Presidents.
So, final four, click remote or Harry Potter wand?
Harry Potter wand. What is Harry the click Potter remote? Wand. Batteries. Batteries.
But it's batteries again. It's batteries again.
I'm going to go with the wand.
Are these alkaline batteries? Like, are we talking about, like, what are we talking
about? Why are you so fixated on the batteries?
You said batteries were an issue.
What did you say?
In the book that I read.
Yeah,
and Jason confirmed it wasn't. So.
Oh, shit. We're good then.
I heard two wands. What did you say, Jay? I heard
wands.
Two wands.
He
did?
Won,
okay.
One.
Wands moving on. And then you've got Infinity Gauntlet versus the DeLorean.
DeLorean.
Infinity Gauntlet. 100%. It's not even close. DeLorean, what does it do? Take you back in time.
Yes, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so the fucking Infinity Gauntlet can do that times 10.
Yeah, the Infinity Gauntlet can take you back too.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going Infinity Gauntlet. Fuck
boom.
Infinity Gauntlet's moving on. So your
suck
finals
it.
Are the Harry Potter wand versus the Infinity Gauntlet.
And
Harry
it's 100%
Harry Potter.
The Infinity Gauntlet. The Harry Potter wand can't take you back in time. Can't push you up in the future.
I don't think it can.
I don't know. I feel like the powers are limitless on the Harry Potter. That's what I'm going to take it.
We're limitless. We got rid of the
prison. Yeah, but you
got
to be like 4 years old to make it, you know, like fucking little child.
Just feel like you're making it seem like the Infinity Gauntlet is just if you think it and snap your fingers.
What do you care more about, Harry Potter, Marvel, superheroes? Figure it out, folks. It's up to you.
So who voted for what?
Harry Potter.
Jason, Harry Potter.
Infinity Gauntlet, 100%.
You already know Chris is going Marvel. I don't know why you're like dragging this out.
WWIMD.
What does that stand for? I'm going Harry Potter. I'm going
Iron Man. Whoa.
Wow.
Harry Potter won. Winner.
Mm. That was good.
Way to be a pussy.
Shut up.
Shame. Shame.
That's fine. I'll tell you. Shame. I'll take my lightsaber, shove it straight up your asses. I don't give a shit.
You got a cool sword. Find it.
The best sword. It's not. It's a cool sword. Oh my god!
How often you use swords?
If I had a lightsaber, I'd use it every goddamn day.
You would kill so many people.
For sure. He's cutting everything. He's staking. He's like cutting.
No. Not people. Not people. So small bugs, maybe.
Small.
You're
parts.
Gonna chop off your foot one day in.
100% will be missing multiple toes.
Kev's like, what bug? Oh shit!
I can't even fucking drink a beer without throwing it on my chest. You're gonna put me in charge.
Kev's
of a goddamn
gonna be doing the podcast the next week. Like, look what I got, boys! Slash his $4,000 computer.
Shit!
Fuck! I gotta go.
I'll quit the podcast.
I'm done. Right fucking there.
Sexy time.
I'm not blind 23 hours a day or 22 hours a day. I'm blind the whole goddamn time. I'm blind.
Chris, I'm going to give you that whole track so you can fuck to it.
I love you.
I'm blind. Kev, go ahead and shout him out. You already did it before. Go ahead.
Hey, shout out to the Makeshift Project, oh boy. Man.
Here we go.
Hey. Just get them on the fucking podcast. Fuck are they? I don't even know who they
are. I see them on TikTok. They said, though, their last post, apparently they quit their jobs. They're going full-time social media.
Nice. Good for them.
We're just pieces of shit.
Didn't say we're pieces of shit. I'm just saying. Right. So
No.
They were my inspiration for this segment.
They need to be your inspiration for giving me fucking content every week. You know, no, I'm just kidding. That was too much. The
fuck are you going with that? It's like I came into
Makeshift Project drunks.
Makeshift Project. They could be drunks. This blind rankings. Pee. You want to pee real quick? Just go.
All right. You got
I don't want you to bitch all the time. Just go.
Rules, bro.
Right. Kevin knows the rule. He knows. Hey, slash doesn't care anyway.
Project. Talk to about
Makeshift Project. Whew. The rules are very simple. I think Kevin's drunk. He can still figure them out. It's 1 through 5. Jason knows the best of how the 1 through 5 goes.
1 being the best, mm-hmm. 5 being the worst. Let's sometimes he throws in 6.
There's so only 6 5. Would be that's the worst. True. 5 is the norm. I do occasionally throw in more, but the normal is 5. Mm. So
what's
I'll tell
what's
you.
What's our category?
This week it is alcoholic drinks is the category.
Alcoholic drinks. So let's chase the shit out of this and not allow Kevin to do this, Chase. So first question is alcoholic drinks as in the cocktail itself?
Cocktails, like yes.
Okay, so cocktails alone.
Yes.
Beer doesn't count.
No beer.
Okay, no beer, no wine. So it's just
no wine.
Cocktail names. Okay,
yes, like
okay. Got it.
Well, alcoholic what if it's beverages. Something like a martini? Could that be gin or vodka? Dealer's choice?
Yes,
or
will you spoiler, say vodka martini's not in there. So
okay. Nice.
But yes, perfect. It could have been.
Okay. Yeah, so if it's like a drink that can be either.
That's
liquor,
enough. That's enough, Jason.
Choice.
Shut up. That's enough. That's enough, Jason.
Chase,
shut up.
What do you think? I think guarantee there's an old fashioned in there. For
gotta
sure.
Be. Yeah.
One. Be. I think yeah. A vodka cran. Just because.
What vodka kind of
cran?
Fucking
stupid fucking
no.
Drink are you putting in
no
there?
No shot.
You go. Perfect. That's already out of there, so we don't have to worry
maybe
about
a
that.
Moscow Mule.
Ooh, that doesn't seem like up him.
Shut up, Makeshift Project.
Did you just scoff at Moscow Mule?
Me?
No, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a Moscow Mule. Oh, you want to tell Kevin what the category is?
Category, Kevin, is alcoholic drinks.
That's fucking
the cocktails, not beer, wine.
Like,
just
no beer, no wine, just drink. Whoa,
easy
dude.
With the cocks.
So the first one for the cocktails, it's old fashioned.
One.
Chase firing it out one. Old fashioned.
Not even one. Like, that's the fastest one I've ever heard in my whole
yeah.
life.
One.
It's my favorite drink.
I hadn't even finished saying fashion one.
We're basic white guys. I'm cool with it.
Kev, are you basic like they are?
I'm going to go two just in case there's something amazing. But I do love a good old fashioned.
All right. Old fashioned is high on the list. Next up is margarita.
Chris, are you a good old fashioned?
I like old fashioned, yeah.
Chris, you got to give us your rankings after
Fair.
It's done.
All right.
Too, by
I'll rank them right now. I'll play along. All right. Ooh. Next one's margarita.
God damn.
Well, don't tell us until the end because then we'll kind of.
No, no shit. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Margarita?
Is the next beverage.
Four.
Out of how many?
Yeah, I'm Sorry. Feeling five as always.
Thank you.
Five as always. It's very passive aggressive.
Except sometimes when it's not.
Per my last email.
Shut up! Circa my last email.
Good callback. Good callback, Chris. Ah, damn. I do love a margarita, but...
I bet you fucking do.
Goddamn right. Who doesn't like margaritas?
I don't like margaritas.
They're okay.
I'd rather just have the tequila. I don't need the whole... Sweet and sour, all that
it
shit.
It gets way too much. I alcoholics. Taste the
I'll put it. That. Give me a three.
Three. Right in the middle. Safe. Next up is Long Island iced tea.
In my three, current state?
Three or
in
five,
my current
three
state?
Right now on this day.
Current state, I will give it a.
I'm going five.
Five, Chase. Yeah.
Chase hates them. That
When's the last time you ordered a Long Island iced tea?
Okay, do we not order? I don't order them because I don't like them. I order them because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
like, I
fair.
Know the hangover. Oh,
are you
I
trying just, to get fucked up?
I yeah. just order them. I don't think about the consequence. I just do it.
When's the last time you've ordered one, Chris? Honestly.
Like, honestly? I mean, it was I not.
PM?
Yeah, what time is it? No, probably before we moved. So maybe over the summer sometime we went somewhere. I got one.
So almost a year ago?
I mean, yeah, ish.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm going five.
Chase said five. Fuck Long Island. Chase said five.
I will also... you know what? Chase convinced me. I'm going five, too.
Kev said fuck it, too.
I like Long Islands, but I'm not going to order them.
Yeah.
It's fair. Five's on the
Somebody's
board.
Like, hey, I got a Long Island. I'm like, whoa, don't let that go to waste. Give it to me. But at the same time, I don't want it.
Fair. Next is Mimosa.
What did Jay say? You put it in five, too?
I fucked up. I fucked up.
It's three.
Four. It's four easy for me. It should have been fucking five. Biggest waste of fucking alcohol of all time.
What did you say, Jason?
Three.
Three.
You try to give me a Moses, I might turn it down. I'll be honest. I'll get that shit out of my fucking face.
Hey, Kev, you want to get the fuck out of here? The last
I'm
one
so
is,
scared with my last. It's my number one, folks. Get excited.
Last
this
one?
This is the Kevin's number one drink is?
Bloody Mary.
I love Two. It. Oh, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'm cool. I like five. My list. I like
I
my
hate,
list.
I hate my list.
Margarita. I hate my list.
Margarita's shit.
These are Kevin's Bloody Marys, too. We're good, dude. We're fucking...
I want to like a Bloody Mary. I really do.
You don't like tomatoes. It's going to be tough.
It doesn't taste like... I know, but they look so damn good.
It has vodka, but it's... I hate the
I will
the
say,
mix.
That's the one thing that Marsha at Old Town got right was the Bloody Mary mix, is that fucking
that
Zing
Zang.
Zing Zang is... Folks, if you don't use Zing Zang in your Bloody Marys, you're missing out. Zing Zang is the best Bloody Mary mix in the world. Damn, did I just promote myself Bloody Mary?
Kind of, sort of. So Jason
I might have
went
a Bloody Mary tomorrow.
Jason went old fashioned Bloody Mary, Mimosa, Margarita, Long Island. Chase went, I think, exact same list actually. Old fashioned Bloody Mary, Mimosa,
right,
Margarita,
yeah.
Long Island.
Right,
Kevin went Bloody Mary, old fashioned Margarita, Mimosa, Long Island.
I like my list. Yeah,
I would have only changed the Mimosa if you just fucking anything. Give me a screwdriver.
Screwdriver is good.
Something other than that. That's terrible. These are fucking basic ass bitch drinks, by the way. Next time, do something with some little craziness, you know?
Well, there like could be another
one.
In
let
the
him just live his life.
Yeah,
bro.
Give me one right now that you would have put on there.
Like a Pimm's cup
instead of mimosa.
What?
What did you just say?
I don't know.
Pimm's cup?
Out of all of them, that's the one we choose.
Okay.
Tell me you're rich without telling me you're rich.
A what Negroni? Negroni?
What is a Pimm's cup?
I have no idea.
So you just pulled that out of nowhere?
But where did you get it from?
I don't know. I just thought
did
about
you,
it.
Did you make it up?
Chase? Maybe.
Is this real?
Chase, what,
what
is
he doing? Is this an actual drink?
I don't know, man.
What the fuck is this man doing?
Okay. I don't have
Pimm's
anything in
Pimm's cup? A Pimm's cup.
Yes. P-I-M-M-S.
I thought that was just like a Pimm's
slice,
cup. Like
mint, orange slices, strawberries. It is made with fruit cups. Type of cocktail with gin, a soft drink, and a fruit. It's primarily... Primary spirit is Prim's number one.
Okay.
Gin. based.
Rich ass fucking Chase over there. These fucking.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Vintage 1823.
I thought it was a pimp's cup. Yeah. Like, I've had one of them before. Fill my pimp's cup with whatever I got, man. Y'all remember when Chase was a pimp for Halloween? I do.
Sure do.
Yeah. Goddamn right. And what was Mary? Do you remember?
Yes, she was a...
No, stop!
Okay, you asked, man.
Y'all remember? Yeah. I'm fucking not asking.
I'm pretty sure, first of all, you said you, but...
Do y'all remember?
No.
No.
Chris, it was at our house. It was a Halloween party at our house.
Same answer.
Me and you.
Same answer, no.
Mary was a Starbucks cup.
She was, yes.
Yep. With a it was a good costume.
It was good, yeah. It was good. Way better than Chase's fucking...
It was, yes.
...store-bought... Yep. Sorry, Chase. I didn't mean you seem to take offense to that. I apologize.
No, he meant it.
Nope.
It was a good costume, but Mary's was way better.
Mary's was better, yeah. I agree.
He actually hated your costume.
Your favorite Halloween costume of all time, Chase? For you.
Oh, dude. I feel like we've done this, haven't we?
I apologize. I'll fuck off. Never mind.
Fucking right off.
We got a dad tip, but I just want to let you guys know the Sazerac is believed to be the first cocktail blended with whiskey, absinthe, bitters, and sugar, created in New Orleans in the mid-1800s. So
that sounds a lot like an old-fashioned, doesn't it?
The absinthe, the black licorice.
Oh, you said absinthe in there? Never mind. Yeah, never mind. Different.
But everything else was the same.
Scratch
you're
that.
Kind of close.
I did not hear the word absinthe.
Kevin's filling a dick. While he's filling the dick, guys, I'm going to find a dad tip for him.
Know what, young lady?
There it is.
Do you want to go to timeout? All right. One, two, three.
He hates it.
It's time for dad tips. Get your dang face on. Get your dang face
on. Because I'm coming to play, boy. Good afternoon, folks. Thank you for joining me for the dad tip. This is my first time introducing myself. My name is Kevin. I'm the greatest man of all time. I'm just kidding. I'm just a little drunk. That's it. Folks, thank you for joining me for Dad Tip. My dad tip tonight is don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. Look, your kids are going to be shitheads, all right? And they're going to say some fucking shit. The older they get, they're going to say some shit that you're going to be like, why?
They go for the jugular.
Like, I'm a nice guy. Like, what?
What the hell?
Especially, you know, my youngest daughter, we're having a little tough time with her. If you didn't notice by this podcast, we're having a tough time. Oldest, I don't know. We have tough times from now and then, but I feel like she might have learned her lessons. Like, all right, I know what to do, what not to do, what I can get away with, what I can't. Youngest, just like, fuck you, double middle fingers. Like, you know, like, basically... So
has she dropped
you know,
the middle fingers yet?
No, I'll punt her. I will punt my daughter through the goddamn window if she ever
she ever is like dad.
No, it'll happen. I'm just kidding. I won't beat her too bad. But I know I'm gonna get canceled.
Kev's been canceled for years.
There's not a parent out there that doesn't kind of reflect your feeling on that situation the same way. I don't think any of us would punt our child, but we feel like punting them.
But don't take it personally. All right, so like tonight, you know, not tonight. I mean, just in general, it was tonight as well. But you know, I would tell Sydney to do something, and she's in a joking mood, you know, where she's like running around like a crazy girl. That's what kids do at that age. It's fine. They run around like crazy, and then you're like, hey, look, you need to go, you know, get in the shower. It's time to get in the shower. No. And I'm just like, what? What? No.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
oh, no.
She thinks she thinks because she's in a playful mood. Like, I'm in a play mood. We're all playing here. No, that's not the way it fucking works. So don't take it personally, but make sure that your fucking point is put across correctly. So just, you know, try not to lose your cool so fast in that moment, because what's going to happen is they're going to see you don't want to react too much, you know. An instant crazy ass reaction is exactly what they want in that situation. You want a personable, direct reaction that shows you that, hey, yes, you're having fun. I'm not having fun. You need to get the fuck in the shower, you know, without saying those exact words. Whereas a fucking crazy ass reaction, what the fuck did you say? Like, you know, without saying that, you know, That's not going to get anything point across. A direct fucking look. I know we're having a good time here. You're going a little crazy. You need to listen to me. I said get in the shower. Get in the shower is what we need. Okay, so, you know, differentiate between those two.
So she was playing. All right, that tells the story a little bit better.
Yeah, like, she's in a crazy-ass mood. Tonight, absolute madness. I don't know. You can set anything to her. And there's times where, you know, your kids just let them be in that mood. Do not stop that mood. If you hear fucking the unfathomable sound of laughter, like the greatest sound of all time when two kids are playing and they're just like the cracking up of laughing. Like tonight, Erica looked at me and she was like, all the screaming and yelling is worth that sound right there. She literally said that to me. And I was like, you're 100% right. Because Sydney, I don't even know what was happening in the room, but it could be anything. But she was like just fucking cracking up laughing. Like, I don't even know what they were doing. They could have been.
You're never going to know what that sound was because you have the echo camera.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
You muted. So I was like, oh, he just likes the sound of quietness because we didn't hear anything.
I was cracking up laughing.
It's the most beautiful sound in the world.
Insert which makes sense. Child laughing sound. Yes. Nice. But yeah. Obviously never interrupt that. If it's going great, you know, unless, you know, hey, we got to be at a funeral in 5 minutes, you know, or something like that. You got to get the shoes on, get ready to go. But
okay.
Yeah. That's all I got. Sorry.
Just don't. So you can stop the play if it's like 3 a.m, but.
No, what I'm saying is there's times. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he gets it. That's enough.
Sorry,
got it.
Sorry once again, guys.
I get it.
Try to be better. It's tough to come up with a dad tip every week when your stuff has been.
I told you, one, those are great dad tips, and two, you don't have to do that every time. You can take a week off. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm fine with that.
But you don't feel like you're reaching. Like, I feel like these are really good dad tips.
I you know, the past 4 weeks, I didn't have one at the beginning of the show, and here we are.
And I would say the past, at least I remember up to last week's, and I thought that was a really good one.
Thank you, man. You know, I hope you guys are getting something from this. It's tough to, because you guys both have, and Chris, you don't have, younger kids. So I'm hoping that you're kind of filing these away a little bit, you know, and it's going to be like this until we're dead because, you know, our kids aren't going to get any younger or older. They're just going
to
keep on.
I can't wait to give you stat tips when they're like in their like 40s.
I'd be interested to see if you take any of my dad tips and use them, you know, towards your children.
I'm sure we already have.
Talking
dude.
To us, right? Because yeah. We talked about it. The first one yes. We did was, fuck, what your song? How's it go?
New toys. New that toys. One, I've definitely toys. Used new toys. 100%.
New toys is a great one. Yeah.
Yes.
New toys yeah. Is a good one. Yeah.
Maybe I'll make a video about new toys then.
I believe you also had
that both one hit that home hit home with both of you.
Oh, for sure. Also, one of the ones you said were like you don't have to buy them like this insanely expensive toy. Didn't you say Avery just had a box that she played with?
Facts.
Again, one that like I've seen a million times with Hudson. Where like give him a little thing of bubbles that costs 99 cents, he'll play with that more than like half the toys he gets.
100%. You mentioned putting gin in the bottles for the toddlers, and that was like supposed to be really good. That's great tactic, man.
Thank you. No, I'm glad these are all hitting home, especially that one. Because gin is a cheaper liquor too, so you know, you don't really have to spend as much money. So,
it's a cheaper one.
Great. I'm glad you guys are raising your children the way I would.
With gin.
Gin free since 93. Anyways.
That's the episode. We're going to end on the gin, bro. That
was gin free.
Golden.
I always end on gin. Usually it's on her chest, though.
I lost my light.
He's shutting the light down. He's done.
For those of you on YouTube, Jason lost his light, and he gave me the crickets.
He's out.
Must be the
and
end
then
of the
he
episode.
Left. He go.
Thank you for joining us, folks. Episode 244. That's it. That's all we got for you tonight. Follow us on Cup to Cup at Cup to Cup Show on all social sites. That includes X. You guys may not understand it, but X was Twitter. Now it's X. Jason it's doesn't X. Get it. He wants to make the Twitters. we need to make
it
stick with the X.
It was the game we chose.
Facebook. We're on Cup to Cup Show on the social site, but we also have a group in that Facebook because we're old. We're over 40. some of us. So
one of us.
One of us is.
So Facebook is still a thing. So make sure that you go join our Facebook group, the CTC OnlyFans. That's where you can find all the fans of this podcast, including, let me tell you, my boy Dustin. You've been stepping it up on social.
Fucking awesome,
bro.
Dude.
I love you so much.
He's also running away with the emoji game right now.
Dustin's all over the goddamn place. He's on TikTok. He's on everything. He's liking all my videos on TikTok. I love you so goddamn much, Dustin. I love you too, everybody else who's a fan of the podcast. All the loyal fans who, you know, hit us up on all the socials and everywhere else. We need to have like a cup to cup fest one year and just
that'd be cool as fucking
memory,
that would
bro.
Be cool.
You never remember the cup to cup of like we rager we wanted to do, like the 3-day weekend that
we
talked
about
a cruise.
No,
and we're talking about someone else.
No,
we had a whole episode about like what our festival would look like.
You should do that.
Awesome.
You should do that beginning episode so I can remember it. no, I'm just kidding. Visit our website, cup2cuplive.com, where I'm looking forward to Chase's blog about the Dolphins' top five draft picks with the draft coming up. I'm super excited about that. He's got his list. He's working on it.
Working hard.
Right now, what you can't find is, you know, all of our past brackets. You can find where to find merchandise. You know how to find us, how to listen to us, because you're here. And we're happy to have you.
Hi, guys.
Hello. So make sure you check out our website as well. I already said the merchandise store. That was the last thing I needed to cover. I'm currently wearing a cup-to-cup shirt. Old school, still. It's kind of stretched out. May have bought it, you know, a couple of years back. Don't worry about it. I also got the cup-to-cup hat here, which I like these hats, man. Let me tell you. They work. I like them better backwards. I'm a backwards hat guy. Ken Griffey Jr. grew up loving him. Sorry about it. He lives right down the road from me, too. I just want to run into him one time.
Just go hang out. Knock on his
I saw him at Cracker Barrel. I was scared.
Don't be scared, but hey, do you play FIFA? You want to play?
Nope. Out of all the games.
It's not FIFA anymore.
Out of all the games.
Whatever. FC, you good play FC, bro?
He's like, you ever play MLB The Show? He's like, yeah, I'm on the fucking cover, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
But so do you play?
Same question.
He's like, no, but my son does.
Mm.
But anyways, love you guys so much. Thank you for all the support. Yeah.
Jason, I do want to...
Go ahead.
I want to give the update on the emoji game, and I also wanted to say that I am going to do some sort of reward for the emoji game.
You personally?
So it's something that I want
like,
to talk
I haven't
with
talked
y'all.
To the guys.
Yeah, I want to talk with y'all about it.
Yet?
I had a couple ideas, but it will either be like once you reach a certain number of points or maybe once it's a certain date. I haven't decided that yet, but I'll let everyone know. Right now, Dustin currently, as Kevin mentioned, all over everything. He's in the lead with 16.
Cone dust.
Then Rob has 11. Second place, Kayla in third with 8. Then Mike with 6, Naomi with 5, Bill with 3, and John and Danny both with 1.
Why don't you send me those numbers? I'll make a little thing.
Can do.
And we can give an update instead of just saying it. What was I going to say?
Don't know.
Oh, and yeah, join our March Madness group, CTC 2024. Make sure you do that. We're giving out $50 to the person who wins the bracket, which is definitely going to be me. So you 100%. Might be wasting. No, I'm just kidding. I can't win, but I'm not going to be last.
You could win. You never know.
You could be last.
You want to bet $50? Me or you?
Me? No, absolutely not.
All right, bitch.
Oh, damn it.
Who wants? Let's put
like,
some. We'll talk about this
like
later.
Me.
I need to make some money off this. Yeah.
he's got the gambling itch.
I got like 80 bucks left in my Hard Rock. We need to make some money off this. So. All right. Let's hop on these together, right? Make it a fucking fun thing, right?
Okay.
Let's all make some money or I'll lose some money. Chase?
Okay. What?
Go.
I just don't understand what you're trying to do.
All right, we'll folks, thank you so much. Love you so goddamn
fuck
much.
It. Later,
bye.
Guys.
Bye.